Well, I just want to tell you guys how grateful I am to have been able to sing with you guys this week. Again, this is just one of the highlights of camp for me. And I just thank God for giving us the gift of song, the gift of music, and that we get to use that to glorify Him and to build each other up. And I hope that as you go home, you'll take some of the enthusiasm that you gained at camp with you and be people who sing out, who encourage other people by your involvement in the song worship wherever you go. I realize that there's lots of variety of that wherever you may worship. But take some of this spark that you've gotten at camp home with you and encourage people in this way. I also want to say, I realize there's a lot of songs that we sing at camp that you might not get to sing when you go home. If there's something from the Purple Folders, a song that you would like to say, hey, can I take that home with me? Let me know about that. I can give you permission for the ones I've written, but I can might be able to help you get permission for some of the other ones as well. There are rules about that. Some of them you have to pay for. Mine you do not have to pay for. They're free. So just let me know about that, and I'd be happy to help you with that. There's just a lot of good singing this week. Let's turn to number 10 in the Purple Folders, Abba Father, which, by the way, I do know this song. If you're wanting to take this song home with you, I can get you the contact information for Charlie Couchman, and this song is done. She gives this out to people, so this is one that is available for use. Let's have a prayer as we begin. And Cameron, would you mind leading us in that?
Our Father, our God, we are so thankful to be able to talk to you through prayer, but also through songs as we're about to sing to you and praising you, our Father, and also to encourage one another. We pray that as we sing, we don't just focus on different distractions that might be going on, or to be focusing on just the music, but rather to focus on what it is we're singing in worship and encouragement and teaching and admonishing one another. We are so thankful that you are our Father and that we are your sons. We pray that we live like your sons. In your son's name we pray.
Amen. Amen. We've looked at the four verses of this song. I want to focus for just a second on the words of the chorus. It says, a child of God, I sing this song. I am adopted. I belong. There are a few things more important about your walk the rest of your life than who you believe you belong to. That will affect so much of the rest of your life. But if you will commit yourself to the Lord and realize that you have been adopted into His family, that you belong to Him, and that you belong to a family that's larger than yourself, it will change the way that you view yourself and your life and everything that you do. What a blessing to belong. That is what God is offering us in the gospel. That's why it's such good news, is that we are rescued from ourselves, rescued from sin, to belong to God and to belong to one another. Loved and chosen, child of promise, Abba Father, I am yours. We've talked about some of these phrases this week in Galatians, haven't we? Being a child of promise, belonging to those promises God made to Abraham in his family. All these things kind of tie together this week. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. Let's sing all four verses of Abba Father.
No.
Wash me clean and call.
230, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. The songs for our last day of singing today are going to be focused on all-out service to our God. We've talked so much this week about what a blessing it is to be adopted into God's family, to belong to Him. But one of the things that we learn as we enter this family is that it's not just, all right, well, I'm in the club. Cool. But now I have responsibilities. And of course, Simon's been talking a lot about that with us this week, the blessings and responsibilities of being a son, a child of God. And this song, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, the motivation for our service is looking to the cross of Jesus. There's several cool references here to Galatians that we've been talking about. Look at verse 2 of this song. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast. Save in the death of Christ my God. Save here is accept. And that's exactly what Paul says in our study today, right? Galatians 6. But God forbid that I should boast, except in the cross of Jesus my Lord. The world's been crucified to me. I to the world. And then it says in verse 2, all the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. There's a lot of vain things that charm us, aren't there? But as sons of God, we sacrifice those things. We put those things to death because we're looking to Jesus who denied himself for us. And look at verse 4. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. If I owned everything in the world and tried to give that to God, it wouldn't be enough. Love so amazing, so divine, demands what? My soul, my life, my all. That's the sacrifice that God wants. And that's what he wants from us. He adopted us because he wants us. And so this is a song looking at the cross and saying, because of what Jesus did for me, I'm going to live as best as I can, all out for him. Let's sing all four verses of When I Survey.
My
451. We sung several songs this week that express the idea of almost just being overwhelmed by the thought of something. Who am I that I should be fellow heir with the begotten? And kind of the core idea in this song is, as we think about being adopted, amazing love. Can it be? Can it really be that you, my God, would die for me? The begotten would die to adopt me as a son into the family? That's unthinkable. And yet that's what God has done for us. Let's sing all three verses of "And Can It Be," 451.
Know me, and can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died He for me who caused His pain, for me who scorned His perfect love? Amazing.
Greater love will there be, no.
17 in the folders, Meekness and Majesty. This is also in the hymnals, a slightly different version that I hope is easier to sing. I hope as we sing these songs about Jesus emptying himself and sacrificing himself, that we see what the model is for us. If we're going to be a son of the Father and a brother of Jesus, this is the way, this is the path to God, to serve him. Meekness and majesty. The thought behind this song is Jesus becoming a man, and not just a man, but a servant, and washing our feet to show us the kind of man that God wants us to be in his family. Number 17, meekness and majesty.
Meekness and majesty.
When my love to Christ grows weak, number 506 in the books. 506. This is one of those songs that I grew up singing and always kind of thought they got it wrong, because in the first verse it says, when my love to Christ grows weak, and we're thinking about him in the garden. And you get to verse 3 and it's like, when my love to man grows weak, and it's like, that's a misprint. They meant to say Christ again. What is this song about? This song is about the two, in some ways, biggest spiritual problems that we can have. In verse 1, what's the problem? My love for Christ has grown weak. And in verse 3, what's the problem? My love for my fellow man has grown weak. What are the two greatest commandments? Love the Lord and love your neighbor. So this is talking about a really important spiritual problem that we have. And in both cases, it's going to give us one of the ways that we can grow in love is to go and look at the self-sacrifice of Jesus. Verses 1 and 2 go together. When my love for Christ is growing weak, where do I go in my mind? I go to the Garden of Gethsemane. And in verse 2, there, in my mind, in the garden, I see the suffering, friendless one weeping and praying. And when I see his sacrifice, I grow in my love for him. And in verse 3, when my love for man grows weak, where do I go? In my mind, I go to Calvary. Because what was happening on Calvary, we were seeing the love of Jesus proclaimed, but what was Jesus saying as they were crucifying him? Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And when I see that Jesus can forgive his brothers, so to speak, then I can grow in my love for man when that love is growing weak. And so verse 5, it's like we're waking up from this meditation. Then to life I turn again, learning all the worth of pain. You know what pain is worth? Showing and inspiring love. Learning all the might that lies in a full self-sacrifice. The world looks at that and says, that's ridiculous, that's weak. But we see the might that there is in laying down our life. Let's sing all 5 verses of 506.
Do me. When my love to Christ grows weak, when far deeper faith I seek, then in thought I go to thee, Garden of Gethsemane. There I walk amid the shades, while the lingering twilight fades. See that suffering friendless one weeping, praying there alone. When my love for man grows weak, when for stronger faith I seek, hill of Calvary I go, to thy scenes of fear and woe. There behold his agony, suffered on the bitter tree. See his anguish, see his faith, love triumphs.
Let's go home and make those sacrifices this week. Rise Up Again, number 6. In the folders, number 6. We've just talked about two spiritual problems. Weak love for Jesus, weak love for our brethren. And what we need is God's grace. What we need is God's mercy. And thank God that even after He adopts us as His sons, we're not going to live perfectly. But He disciplines us for our good and helps us to get up over and over and over again. And what God wants us to do is to get up one more time than we fall. However many times that is, God wants us to keep getting up and to keep serving Him. And that's the idea behind this song. Let's sing the 3 verses of this song, number 6, Rise Up Again.
And oh, soul, Lord, I turn from my sin, from the
take my life and let it be consecrated. 474. I love this song because it's so practical about what it means to be a living sacrifice, to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, because it itemizes it. It goes down the list and says, Lord, take every part of me. Take my life. Take my hands. Take my feet. take my voice, take my lips, take my will, take my heart, take my love, take myself, and I will be ever, only, all for thee. That's what God wants from us. He's given himself for us. What better thing to do than to give every part of ourselves back to him? Let's sing all 5 verses of this song.
No soul, take my life and let it be.
Number 26, A Mind to Work. This was originally written for a study on the book of Nehemiah. There's several references to that in this song, but one of the things I've loved about this particular week is our first year here at the school and the work ethics class. I just think it's been so good on so many levels. And to realize that working for the Lord and for his family takes many forms. And one of those is in study and prayer and the things we're doing. And another form is in getting our hands dirty and serving. And we need a mind to work. That God would put that within us and that we would serve with all the strength that he's given, both internal strength and external strength. And let me tell you, when you look at the men who take care of this place all the time, not just during this week, we have some powerful examples in front of us of what it means to have a mind to work. And may we imitate them as they imitate Christ. Number 26, A Mind to Work. How many of us are familiar with the song? Okay.
Lord, give us a mind to work and help us. Whatever our skill may be.
one more. Jesus, draw me ever nearer. Number 650. As we spend our lives in service to our Father, to our brother Jesus, to our other brothers in God's family, we're going to encounter some really difficult things. But by God's grace, the hard things that we face can draw us nearer to Jesus. He came and suffered here so that He could call us brothers. And He's the one who gives us grace to weather the storms. May this journey bring a blessing. May I rise on wings of faith. At the end of my heart's testing, with your likeness, let me wake. As we suffer and as we trust in the Lord in those moments, one day we will wake up to see Him and we will look like Him because He's our Father. Let's sing all three verses of Jesus, draw me ever nearer. If you can, let's stand while we sing.
Jesus, draw.